A revised conceptual design and project for the new fire hall was presented to Fernie City Council on July 8. Chondo's Construction LP has completed a schematic design of the building, along with a new cost estimate that is considerably less expensive than the previous cost quoted last fall. Moving forward, the company will continue to work with the city to refine the design and communicate with suppliers and contractors. The new cost estimate for the project is $15,901,750, which is a sizable reduction from the previous cost of $20,535,000 quoted last fall. The new estimate includes a 15% contingency. The new design prioritizes safety for the fire crew, with high-efficiency air filtration that reduces exposure to carcinogens, and decontamination areas that are separated from gathering and training spaces. The building is designed to withstand environmental conditions like snow, wind, and seismic activity, and has a backup power source. The design conceptualizes three dorms, as well as an office space, and a fitness room and rest area to support mental and physical recovery of the fire crew. A multi-purpose room with a kitchenette could serve multiple uses, for training and community gatherings and events. The welcome lobby could have an accessible public washroom. Outside, there would be a hose tower and training areas to simulate real emergency scenarios, and a few fire truck bays. I really feel that staff and designers and construction folks have really taken to heart that we're looking for a needs-based fire hall, said Mayor Nick Milligan. I didn't see any extraneous stuff in there. Everything has a purpose in terms of the functioning of the fire hall and our protective services. It keeps them safe and provides them with appropriate space to house their equipment, but also keep themselves clean and decontaminated after they've been doing work in the community. There will likely be further changes to the cost estimate as the design is altered again and the city begins to reach out to contractors. A few features were cut from the initial design to help bring the cost down, the most substantial being the switch from a hydronic heat and snow melt system to electric and gas, to help keep the sidewalks and outside areas clear of ice. This reduced the cost by $490,000. Other cost-cutting measures included removing some of the exterior curbing and lighting, and an operable partition wall in the multipurpose room. The exhaust hood in the kitchen was switched from a commercial brand to regular grade. A few other items could be removed from future designs to bring the cost down by another $115,000, like reducing the technology budget in favor of more basic equipment, removing the fire pole, and eliminating the covered parking for the chief and assistant chief. That was very prudent to remove things that weren't 100% necessary, said Milligan. The reduction in lighting, for example, I know that they will have kept enough lighting that people outside the building will be safe. It's paring back things so that we still have public safety, but don't have more than we need. Milligan and Councillor Troy Nixon said they're leaning towards wanting to keep the fire pole and covered parking, to increase efficiency for the crew when they're responding to an emergency. If you get a call at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and it's been snowing 10 centimeters an hour, to go out and move all the snow off your truck doesn't make a lot of sense, said Nixon in reference to the parking. Nixon told the Free Press he's keen on investigating ways to make the building more eco-friendly when the project advances further, as the building will be able to accommodate solar panels and there may be grants that allow the city to achieve this. Some of the fire halls that they're building now in larger municipalities that have tons of money, they're completely green, said Nixon. They have electric fire trucks and they're geothermal and they're LEED certified gold. We have to make sure that we find a balance here. You have to think generational thinking. This fire hall will be around for the next 50 to 60 years, Nixon added. Part 2 of this story will be released next week after council discusses the final funding strategy, money loaning, and the referendum on July 15.